Let's get her going on the National Hour, as we call it, Off the Rails Friday. It's the National Hour on Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. This hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. In a couple of minutes, Doug McLean, former NHL president, GM, and head coach, will join us. Also, text 590-590.
Yes, sir.
For the yes, let's do some text.
Do our job for the last segment of the week.
590-590. Nice stuff. Last night, with the exception of the Ottawa Senators, Canadian teams failing to pick up max 2 points, including Calgary against Dallas. Two disallowed goals. The one that got everybody was the goaltender interference.
Yeah.
Seems to be a hot topic again. It was cool for a little while. It just didn't seem to be that big of an issue. We got through four nations without one controversy.
You know, it's like a psychological effect when you like prime people to pay attention to something. They notice every single version of it. So I just think
it's like when you drive, I drive a RAV4 and all I see on the roads is RAV4.
Right.
It's like, just, it's all you look for.
So I don't know that it's any worse than it's ever been or any different, but people are just upset.
Did you like the call?
It's another 50-50 one for me. Yes, I see it. I understand why it was called. You hated it?
I think it looks, I don't like the look of it in a very fast physical game.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see something so ticky tacky cost someone a playoff series or a Stanley Cup. But I understand it too. Yeah. I understand it too. You're in the blue paint, buddy. You run the risk here.
Gotta stay clear. I'm curious to see what our next guest thinks, Kip.
Okay. Let's welcome him in, Doug McLean. I said right from the get go, very honest about this show. Our energy is going to be down. We need a picker upper. Clearly you were working out based on the t-shirt that you're wearing. Let's welcome in Doug McLean.
I have to try to move the set a little bit because Jill doesn't like me showing the pillows when I'm on TV.
She means your biceps.
Oh yeah. Okay. Just a minute. Let me talk about this t-shirt. I go up to a little dinner party the other night, and the older lady says, geez, you got your scrubby t-shirt on. I said, I bought this in Italy. I bought this in Florence, Italy, in the most expensive district in Florence. This is worth more than Nick Kiprios' sport coat. So I thought I'd wear it today to style things up a little bit.
Well, but anyway, we're going to need you to style up this show for sure on a Friday.
A good friend of, you know, the tariffs are a big topic. And Clark McLean, my son, said, Doug, you've got to... When you mention tariffs and Trump, Kiprios starts to sweat, like I'm going to get exiled. And he said, I love when you make Kipper sweat. But I was thinking, a comedian mentioned it, and Sandra Hickey, who's visiting us from PEI, brought it up to me today. Carney or Poilievre, whoever is prime minister, they have got a... This is the only way the Leafs can win the Cup. Poilievre or Carney have got to put an unbelievable high tariff on the Stanley Cup. We own it. Don't let it go to the U.S.
Yeah.
And give it to the Leafs. We got it. So tariffs will, all of a sudden, Canadians will love tariffs.
Yeah, they'll win it by decree.
Exactly.
I love it.
All right, let's.
I'm a little disappointed in the commentary on the t-shirt, though. I thought it was your style.
Yeah, listen, you know,
is it stretchy? It looks comfy.
No, it's probably our television screen. It's coming in a little blurry.
Well, tell Jen. I mean, come on, she's got to square me up a little bit.
You know? Oh, you're coming off square just fine. from tariffs to Tortorella. How's that for a segment, Mac? Seldom do you ever see, whether it's an experienced head coach or one that is a rookie or just early in his career, on a non-contending team, non-playoff team, get fired with 10 games to go. Like, what was your first thought when you heard that he was fired from the Philadelphia Flyers at this point of the season?
Could there be? Yeah, this point of the season, but I sensed it was starting to happen this year. The post-game commentary from coaches is really important when it comes to coaching your hockey team. And when I listened to his comments about the NHL's a dumb league and, I'm thinking, why do we need this? Anyway, look, the guy's a good coach. He's had a great career, full marks for that. But nobody can tell me this hasn't been brewing for months. Nobody can tell me this was the one comment the other night, which he deserved to be fired for, in my opinion, especially with a young team that's in a rebuilding process and a new management team. Nobody ever, I didn't think he would survive. I thought it was the perfect way to get him out of there and start fresh with the guy I mentioned 3 months ago on this show should be the coach, and that's Tocchet. So then I heard it's going to be Tocchet or Quenneville, so it'll be real interesting to see who gets the job. We got to keep tabs on whether I'm ever right or not on this show. We've got to keep tabs.
What's your first thoughts on Joel Quenneville?
I think Philly is at a stage now where they've got to bring in, obviously a different voice. I think I would probably lean more to Tocchet than Quenneville, to be quite honest. Quenneville's with the Stanley Cups. I get all that. But with a young group, I would prefer a Tocchet-style coach. I'd prefer Quenneville with a more experienced coach, but Tocchet for a younger team. And I think he's a perfect fit in Philly. I mean, if he doesn't get this job, there's something wrong. There's something wrong if he doesn't get this job.
Mac, one of the names that comes up in other places is David Carl, young guy in Denver. What are your thoughts on, like, what the developmental curve for a coach is like, a first-time coach in the NHL?
Well, look, Carberry's been the star of the year, coach of the year for fun with what the job he's done. I like the fact that he spent some time in the minors, American League, a head coach or assistant coach in the NHL. You can't ever estimate how a guy like Carl is going to do. He's had a great record. Brian Murray talked to me about him years ago, said he was a really sharp young guy when he was, I believe he was like a third assistant with the Sens years ago. He's done a great job in college, if it's the same guy. But anyway, I think he's going to be right there, and there's going to be some real interesting coach hires. Carberry is a new flavor of the month, so what does that do to who the people hire this year, So we'll see. And the Stanley Cup always dictates a little bit of that as well, but there's going to be some coaching changes. There's no denying that this year.
One of the questions
there is every year.
Mac, one of the questions last night from David Amber to Justin and I on our show was, will he coach again? What's that? What are you interrupting me?
You guys were on TV?
Yeah, we did the 1 a.m. Shift, San Jose and the
Leafs.
You
know what? I heard you guys were going to be on, and I fell asleep. I was so I woke up in a sweat, and Jill said, "What's wrong? What are you?" And I said, I missed Kipper and Bourne on the 1 a.m. show. But anyway, how did you do?
It doesn't matter.
We were awesome.
It was a terrific game.
We were a lot better.
It was absolutely terrific.
A lot better.
You guys are better than the Leafs.
Before I was rudely interrupted, David Amber asked us if Tortorella would coach again. Is this a guy that just has burnt out here? Because you mentioned Carberry and a few others, and there seems to be a next generation. Will there be an owner that will let this guy kind of rest for about 6 months to a year? And then when we hear a team in trouble or too soft or they got to get someone in there to rattle the cages, are we going to see Tortorella surface again?
You can never say never, because I've thought that of him at least three times, that he wouldn't surface again. And he does. And then he goes out in a flame, the same as he left Columbus. Him and Kekalainen were at it at the end. And, he's been fighting with everybody in Philly for the last couple of months, and it's intensified more recent. But this has been going on for a long time. This isn't because of Cam York. Let's not kid ourselves. Somebody said that was the end of the straw. I said, give me a break. This has been going on I mean, when it started with the kid, the Russian kid, by the way, scored two goals last night in the game.
Mishkov.
So, Mishkov. I think that, you know, I would never say never. I mean, look, the guy's had a great track record. There's no denying that. He deserves a lot of credit. I just don't understand why he has to flame out all the time like this and just to go out in a blaze of glory. But that's him. That's been his history. Okay, well, it's worked for him.
We'll get off the Philadelphia Flyer subject, but one more for me. And you just mentioned Cam York. So a possible situation with the loss in Toronto the other night where him and Tortorella maybe have exchanged some words. But the decision that Tortorella's gone, Shaw's behind the bench, they dress Cam York, they don't give him one shift, and then they mention discipline. Mm-hmm. Okay, am I missing something? Why dress him? Why not discipline him with a healthy scratch? Why do you want to bring a guy into a room when you're mad at him?
Somebody told me they didn't have any choice, that they didn't have enough bodies, but I would go with one less. I'd go with one less. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to win, you know. Go with one less body. I mean, who cares?
I found that strange.
You know, at this point, I did too. It was two games in a row that he didn't play, didn't get a shift.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of, you know, what are you trying to prove there? You know, I don't get it. You've already had the battle. You've already had the talk, GM to York, coach to York, coach is fired. And you come back and you bench him again. It almost is making it like it's his fault. And I can't imagine it's York's fault that Torts got fired. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't figure it out, you know.
So, Doug, we'll look around the league a little bit. The Edmonton Oilers, tough night last night. They've been without Leon and Connor and kind of scuffling a little bit. Where are you with these Canadian teams? Do you feel like the Oilers are a top cup contender still?
Well, look, I was saying today, Doug Armstrong should go to jail. For what he's done.
Always almost got 30.
Sunburn or not, he should go to jail. I mean, for what he did to the Oilers this summer with Holloway and Broberg and the way they're playing, Holloway gets his 25th and 26th. Broberg gets four assists the other night. He's a horse on the back end. Holloway's been really good. And they've won seven in a row. And I'm telling you, and this is talking about the Oilers. Letting those two guys walk, I'm sorry. First of all, you can't get yourself in that situation. And secondly, you got to figure it out when it happens. You can't let two young guys like that go. They're too hard to find. And now I'm telling you this, guys, and I said it last week about LA, if they play, you know, Edmonton in the first round, if St. Louis end up with Winnipeg in the first round, with the way these guys are playing and Kyrou, and Thomas, Shen has picked his game up since the trade deadline. Binnington is unbelievable. He's on fire since the Four Nations. That would make me nervous playing St. Louis in the first round. So you asked me about the Canadian teams. I diverted a little bit, which I have a tendency to do, but you can get me back on track. I talked to you about Toronto. The only way they can win the cup is the tariffs by the prime minister. Who else? Montreal. Last time I was in the airport, I met this guy in the line. He said, oh, I know you're the hockey guy. And I said, well, I'm not a hockey guy. I do Kiprios' show and Bourne show every Friday. And he said, you got to tell me, Montreal, when are they going to win the cup? And him and his wife are in the line. Nice little couple, nice little old couple, like Edith in The Grudge. And I said, hey, buddy, how old are you? And he said, I'm 78. I said, you have no chance to see Montreal win a Stanley Cup. I'm sorry. So there.
Truth hurts.
Barney, do you need more of an analysis on the Canadian team? No, you want me to go do next?
That's pretty thorough. Was it general enough? Yeah, tell me what you think of one-third of the league.
I'm going to tell you, I want to talk a little bit about Ottawa and Toronto. So you got a series that potentially could be heavy and hard and light and skilled. Heavy and hard Ottawa, light and skilled Toronto. And watching them last night, I like some things that are going on. I think I watched them change their lines partway through the game and go with Tkachuk Pinto, Greg. Pinto, Greg have been their two best players for the last 3 weeks. And they put Tkachuk with them, and they blow it up. Giroux, Stutzel, Sederlin. Real good second line. We talked about the third line last week. Perron, Cousins, Batherson. How does that shape up against Toronto's third line? Perron, Cousins, Batherson. 25 points in the last 10 games that line's got. I really like the setup. But let me tell you about this name. Mantapola on defense. Played for Finland in the Four Nations.
Yep.
They brought him because of injuries from Belleville, from the Belleville Senators. And last night he plays with Kleven. And recently, he's 6 foot four. Kleven Manapolo's 6 foot four. And that's their fourth pair. That's not going to be an easy
solid
to play against.
He's
talking about Mac. That is. This guy is giving solid analysis here.
Mantapola, this kid is like 6'4". He's 26. And he kind of looks a little like Nicholas Hague.
Oh, boy.
And you go Sanderson, Zub, Shabbat Jensen, and this is, you know, all of a sudden, you've got four solid lines. Even the Highmore Goodet Amodio line is a energy fourth line. So I'm telling you, I hope they play against each other. I'd hate to try to pick a winner, but right now, you've got to say that heavy and hard might beat the light and skilled.
Oof.
I saw a really light group last night in San Jose. Extreme. Very light group.
Helium-filled group.
And Ullmark is getting his game going. Wall looks small to me in the net all of a sudden. He looked 5'9" last night. He looks small in the net. And Stolarz is going to have to start the playoffs. And I hope. And look, he's capable. We know what he's capable of if he gets on a run.
Hold on. 10 games is a lot that can change a few things.
Nick, don't screw up my analysis. I've prepared all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Your turn. I've rambled on enough.
I don't know. Where do you want to go? Sid, you want to go OV?
I want to go the best team in the NHL today.
Oh.
Colorado Avalanche.
Ooh. You're jumping on that bandwagon.
I'm jumping on that bandwagon, and my question is, can their goaltending get it done for them? He's played pretty well. It was a great pickup by C-Mac, and, you know, we'll see if he can get it done. But down the middle, when you have what they have, MacKinnon, Nelson, and Coyle, 1-2-3, to me, that is right there with the best center ice. So they go against Dallas in the first round. Heiskanen's not going to be back till the second round in all likelihood. We know that your guy Sagan's probably out, or he's skating and may
he'll
play.
Be ready. He'll be ready for the playoffs.
I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable series, but I think Colorado right now is the best team in the NHL. And I'll tell you, guys, I watched LA again the other night. They are playing really good hockey, really good hockey. And the Oilers, I mean, it's not fair to evaluate the Oilers because with Draisaitl and McDavid out, it's not fair, you know?
We are going to see a Brad Marchand sighting for the Florida Panthers tonight against Utah.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for you?
Well, look, it's a big question mark because can Brad get back healthy enough to be Brad Marchand, to play with Bennett? And who's the kid he's playing with? I couldn't pronounce his name. What is it?
Samuskevich?
I can only imagine Brad trying to tell people who he's playing with. Bennett and some other guy. I don't know who the hell he is. But anyway, Tkachuk is the big question mark. Ekblad, you know, look, Ekblad, people can criticize him this year. He hasn't had a good year. I get all that. But the kid was a horse last year for them in the playoffs, and he's missing the last 20 games. Tkachuk's the big question mark. And Marchand, can he be back healthy enough to really help? Bobrovsky, we know, will be good. So they'll be tough again. They'll be tough again.
So Sid scored, gets a point or two the other night, and now has 20 seasons of a point per game or more. I know you got these East Coast guys that you love, Marchand, Sid, MacKinnon. What do they mean to the East Coast? What is it about that community that ties them so strongly there?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's really simple. Sid, after every practice in Pittsburgh for his entire career, up until a few years ago, up until a recent 5 years or so, he used to race off the ice so we could watch Hockey Central at noon. because he thought it was the greatest real hockey show he's ever had a chance to watch.
Wow.
You're getting him and Pat Kane mixed up.
I don't know what happened to the show in the last 5 years, but it's sort of dropped off a touch, I've noticed.
You know, Justin was on that show after we left, right?
I know. I know.
Hey, hold on. Doug, I don't know if you remember this, but like around, like 6 years ago, I did some sort of like hit at the CBC building, and I saw Doug walking to the CBC building, and I stopped you on the street, and I said, I just want you to know I really enjoy your work. My name's, you know, might know my dad. We talked for 30 seconds, and you were off to go do the show. And about 6 months later, I was working the show, and I had no idea.
But he told me that he knew he was going to replace you that moment.
Warren, he's the guy that knifed me, Kipper.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He knew it.
I meet this kid on the street. I thought you were coming up to get an autograph.
I'm so sorry, Mac. I didn't know. I swear to God.
He didn't throw his gum at you, did you?
But you know what? Anyway, Sid is Sid. I told you my son went down to a morning skate because Sid was going to go on with a bunch of college and your guys are playing pro in Europe. 7 a.m. they go on for a skate. I go down and watch him. And I'm telling you, it was something to see. Mm-hmm. Number one, how he treated all the young guys that were major, junior, college, European guys. The way he treated them and how hard he worked in an hour with these kids. This was at that time the greatest player in the world. My son got in the car. Clark was probably 20, 22 or so. And he said, Dad, this guy is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He walks in the room like he's one of us. And he's, you know, he treated them with respect. I mean, this guy. Like, so it's not just that he liked Hockey Central at noon. I have tremendous respect for him. And I've watched him since he was 7 or 8 years of age in the Allen Andrews Hockey School in Charlottetown. And I'm telling you, he's a special guy.
As long as his level remains as good as we've seen him, are we going to keep having conversations throughout the summer and all of next season on whether or not this guy should leave Pittsburgh or not?
Tell me if I'm really crazy, but is Vegas not a place for Sid to end his career?
Vegas?
The way Kelly McCrimmon does things,
buddy,
would you be shocked?
Him and like
ends
Elvis
up
lookalikes everywhere.
I just think it would be pretty cool, you know.
All I want to know is anyway. if every player in the league has to shake Marc-Andre Fleury's hand for a year and a half at the end of his career, what are we going to have to do for Sid? What is that going away tour going to look like?
What is going on? Is this guy ever going to retire?
What a hug fest. Like, and Ovi said to me, are you going to play another year or what? Do we have to do this again next year?
Good goalie, seriously.
I mean, one thing that really ticked me off about Ovi, and I just do not like it one bit. I was a general manager in Washington in Ovi's first game in the NHL, and he scored his first two goals against us. And he reminded me of that last week when he sent a jersey to Pascal Leclerc saying, thanks for giving me my first two goals. And it ruined my day seeing that, you know?
That's awesome. Anyway.
Scored a few. Okay, let's wrap up, Mac.
Hey, one thing.
What's that?
Instead of talking about Tortorella and
tariffs.
Why don't we talk about the job Jimmy Montgomery's done in St. Louis for 2 seconds? I think he's done a great job. And like I said, I wouldn't want to play them in the first round.
Very good. Okay, so I got no follow-up. You want to follow up on Montgomery? He's good. He's good. I get it.
When Jill walked into the bedroom here, she said, oh, my God, you're all dressed up in your silk shirt. We must be going to someplace nice tonight. And I said, the boys just ripped it.
No, I got nothing else on Montgomery. Aside from the fact that I think the roster that Armstrong gave him is worth noting here. To me, he's the best GM in the NHL. This guy that they didn't have to rebuild entirely, that they were able to get Holloway and Broberg, but also picking up Cam Fowler. They got five guys coming who are first-round picks.
That was sneaky good.
The Fowler pickup was awesome. So I think so the GM deserves credit too.
I hate to bring this up, but next time you have Doug Armstrong on, ask him what his first job was, part-time job in hockey. And
he's in Washington with us.
Where was he? No. He was, when Kipper was playing for me in Baltimore, Doug Armstrong was working in ticket sales for the Washington Capitals. Okay, ticket sales.
That's what I said.
And no, I haven't finished the story. And he used to come out to Baltimore and he asked me early in the season, can I come out to Baltimore and do the scoring chances in the press box for you? So Doug used to do the scoring chances and come down between pairs of them and tell me the scoring chances.
Yeah.
Little did I know I'd be doing a friggin' radio show and he's a superstar in the NHL. You know?
That's it. That's it for sure. Okay, just give me your thoughts on the wild cards. Just in terms of the East and the West. So Ottawa's getting in unless they borrow a Toronto Maple Leaf 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
And outside of that, Islanders, Columbus, who's sneaking in there if Montreal doesn't hold on here? Or does Montreal hold on?
Okay. It's a joke the way these teams have played. I mean, Montreal blowing a couple of games, Detroit blowing a few games. The Jackets have won 1-6. The Islanders can't win a game to save their life at home against average teams. And the Rangers are a disaster. I'm telling you this right now, after watching the Blue Jackets play their last game, I'm saying the Blue Jackets get in. I really do. I think if Merzlikins wakes up, he's the guy that can get them in, and I think they're. When I saw them come back against the Islanders the other night, down 2-0, come back and win that game, I think that they're the team that has a chance to get in.
Cannon jersey gets here by playoffs, I'll agree with you. We'll do CBJ talk as soon as it gets here.
I have an update on that.
Well, all right. Okay.
Calgary and Vancouver remain on the outside here.
Yeah. Vancouver's got to beat Columbus tonight in Columbus to give them a chance.
Right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a season. And I, you know what, to be quite honest, I haven't focused on the West nearly as much as I really been watching Montreal more, trying to, you know, I really wanted the Islanders, Montreal, Detroit. I mean, what is going on there? Like Stevie, why? I mean, he used to. Oh, anyway, never mind. I'm not going there. Anyway, I think it's crazy what's going on in Detroit for me, that this team can't put it together. They cannot, for the life of them, can they? But they're still there. They're all right there to get in.
Hey, listen,
that's the scary part. It
was about meaningful games. Everybody who's scared to say we got to make the playoffs says meaningful games. That's a new one right now.
Oh my God, that's talk more about than tariffs. I mean, it's unbelievable. Meaningful hockey in April. Well, are you kidding? It's meaningful hockey. It's meaningful hockey every night in the NHL. You know that, because you miss the playoffs or get in by 1 or 2 points. You know, you got to get to 95 points probably to get in the playoffs. It's meaningful all the time. I remember coaching, like, you lose a game and you'd be worried you're going to miss the playoffs. And this was in November. I mean, come on. It's meaningful the whole damn year. Yeah. It's a tough business.
Well, you're already dressed, so you can just turn your computer off and go on your date night with Jill.
Guys, I'm not dressed.
Oh, God. Legs up on the screen. Come on,
I'm
Mac.
I'm not dressed, guys. I'm not dressed. Okay, let's go. It was
family
fun. Thanks
show.
For having me. Guys, right. I really appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Mac,
thanks so much for your time.
Enjoy your weekend.
And, Borny, thanks for the analysis there. I really appreciated that this week, when you sent the analytics stuff to me. I really appreciate it.
No worries. You guys are working together?
It was a treat just to talk to Doug without Kipper in the way, let me tell you guys. So it was a delight, Doug.
Hey, can you send him an autographed picture when you get a chance? Doug McLean, everybody.
I used to carry them around in Toronto. You should ask for them. See you later.
Former NHL president, GM, head coach. Just ask him. All right. He did bring the energy up.
He was fantastic.
At one point, Kip was absolutely floored. He had to ask a follow-up question. He was like, oh, he stopped?
All right. ran out of questions for him. Fair enough. Just can't look at him without laughing.
So you mentioned Jim Montgomery and the job he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good coach. And you look at his records that he's had. He's got a .635 winning percentage with the St. Louis Blues since he's taken over there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 30-16-6.
Well,
yeah.
Great records everywhere.
That's what I mean. In Boston, 23-24, he had a .665, 22-23, 8-23. In his full season with Dallas, he was 67. Sorry, he's had really, really good records everywhere he's gone to coach. So
the last time we had them dead and buried, they won the Stanley Cup.
I gotta tell you,
right?
If I'm a Jets fan, I'm praying for Minnesota to go into that
bot. Like,
you do not.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that. But
you do not want to compare
that
Blues. That Blues team right now is a nightmare matchup.
Kirill the Thrill skating?
That would make a huge difference, and that would change my tone on the Wild. So we need those top end guys.
Inching closer.
Game time. All right. It's game time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19+. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. I was looking tonight because Brad Marchand's debut is on Sportsnet tonight at 7 o'clock. I was looking on Bet365 to see if there was a number for him to score a goal, but I don't think they've posted it yet because I'm not sure they're, you know, it's not 100% sure that he's playing. I think he's playing, but it's not posted on here. Right. So I was just looking at that. But that game, the Florida Panthers are -270 favorites in that one, as you would imagine, against the Utah Hockey Club. It'd be really great if Ryan Smith's boys could do us a favor here in Toronto and just maybe beat the Florida Panthers and keep their...
Listen, love the Utes.
Yeah, it's a tough
one.
They're
just going to get routed.
It's a tough one. You know, especially with Brad Marchand in his first game. It's going to be a tough one.
Tampa just...
Oh, my God.
Annihilated them.
Oh, my God.
Good to see Bjorkstrand get hot. So
great.
Some random depth score.
Great. Yeah. Love it. Speaking of in tough, Montreal in Carolina taking on the Hurricanes. The Carolina Hurricanes are -360 favorites tonight against the Habs. Habs are +280 on the money line. Second half of back-to-back.
+360 to beat a playoff team?
Yep.
That's nuts.
We could have a disagreement on it.
You like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for value, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And later tonight on Sportsnet 360, the Vegas Golden Knights are in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. And as you can imagine, the Vegas Golden Knights, big favorite, Sid's future team, according to Mac, -340 on the money line that for the Vegas Golden Knights playing the crappy Blackhawks. And that was game time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app, latest odds, and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365, +19+. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Max, goofy that way, where he just kind of throws stuff out there, and then...
Vegas.
Yeah, like, where did that come from?
I mean, assuming somewhere. I don't know.
Well, that's always what it is, though, where it's like, I don't feel like that's just out of nowhere.
Like, you always
Did you ever see Sid in Vegas?
No.
Colorado's the only one you can picture him. That's, I mean, and Toronto,
can't even
of course.
Picture him in that jersey, though.
No.
I can see him in Montreal.
Yeah,
that I can see. That makes sense.
But, to like, you know, because it's his boyhood team or whatever. But
yeah,
when you've
East Coast.
But when you've played for 20 years in the NHL, you kind of lose
that. You
know what's
goofy, though?
I don't know how Joe Thornton came here and Marlowe.
Yeah.
It would be an easier conversation if he just started sucking.
I think I saw it today.
He's unbelievable still.
He's 11th in NHL scoring total.
Yeah. Wow.
I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, he's tied for 11th.
Oh, did you guys want the Waddell update?
Yes.
He emailed me today, personally.
What?
Yes. Are you tracking down our jersey?
Yes.
Oh, and he said, God, don't do that.
What? Don't track it down?
No.
Why not?
Because sometimes people say things just to be nice. And
he's coming to Toronto because they play in April. And he's like, oh, are you guys on air? We're not on air that day because it's the Blue Jays are playing.
Maybe he just doesn't want us to have a jersey.
He wants us to. Don Waddell is the sweetest guy ever. He emailed me personally. He cares. He wants us to have the jersey. I am personally going to go to Morning Skate to go get the jersey.
Amazing. I'm
going to go to Morning Skate and try to get this jersey.
If it's for free, it's for Sammy.
What? It's for it's not for me. What am I going to wear? It's for the team, boys. It's for the station.
Oh, yeah. Kip's wrong. Yeah, that expression made no sense from Kip.
Clearly adore free things. I would never in a million years. There's nothing I love more than a handout.
Like, guess whose closet the jersey ends up in.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from Canada. Yeah,
it's a tough one.
If it's for free, it's for sports, Netty.
Or Kippy.
Or Kippy.
Yeah. Anyways, so there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Good job, Sammy.
Thank you. We got some texts.
All right. We'll take a break here. When we return, we'll get some texts. 590-590. Sammy will read them. We'll reply to them. And then we start the weekend.
Thank God.
Real Kipper and Bourne. Don't go away.
Dive deep into Toronto sports and the NFL. The J.D. Bunkus Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. The Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. Reminder, this hour, Real Kipper and Bourne, brought to you by Bet365. All right, Sammy, what kind of mood is everybody in?
Good. I mean, I would say we've got some pretty sour Calgary texters about last night, but we actually have a call that's very relevant to what we've been talking about. Well, not, I mean, we haven't talked about this today, but over the past week about Ovi. So this is a caller, Doug in the Philippines, if you want to play that.
Here's another subject for you guys to talk about I thought you might find worthy. If Ovechkin breaks the record in April, should we really stop the game? What happens if you're playing a team that's in the hunt? They're not going to be very happy. It's a bit of a tricky issue. Perhaps at the end of the game or beginning of the next game, but during the game, something for you guys to discuss. Thanks.
Good point.
Yeah, not an issue for me at all. The team that they're playing is just going to have to suck it up and be a big part of an historic event.
Here's something tangentially related to the Ovechkin chase. If he scores 6 goals, which I think is he needs 6 to break the record now, 7, 6?
6. Correct.
If he scores 6 goals in the final 10 games here and he has the record, they stop the game, they do the whole thing, have a playoff run, win a few rounds, whatever, they go out, conference final. At that point, Ovechkin is the all-time NHL goal-scoring leader.
Including power play goals or playoff goals, you're saying?
Not including playoffs, okay. But he's the all-time goals leader.
Yeah.
He has a Stanley Cup under his belt, Hall of Fame career. He's done everything he can do.
I see where you're going here, buddy.
Is there any chance he just says, all right, I've done my NHL thing, I've accomplished everything. I'm now going to play for
He's a Dynamo Moscow guy.
Yeah. I'm now going to go play 6-7 years and score a ton there while I'm still good. And
I think the answer is no.
No, he wouldn't go.
I think he's watched Jager and goes, I got another 10 years here.
What, in the NHL?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll go spend another 5 or 7 or 10. I think this guy thinks he can play forever.
Yeah.
I think he...
he's going to have a 40-goal year or whatever it is, right?
I've never seen a guy enjoy scoring more in my life. And I played with some good ones, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
he does love it.
Every goal to him feels and looks like probably his first one.
Mm-hmm. You don't think he would like to score those goals in front of his people?
I think he probably has the number 1,000 on his mind.
I think you're probably right.
I just 1,000.
Just thought I'd ask. He's right there. That's seasons for him. Three seasons.
Yeah. So even if he... if he cuts it down to like 20, 30 goal seasons, he can get it in 3.
How long is his contract?
5. And it kicked in last year or 2 years ago?
I'm just quickly Googling that.
Sam's on it.
He's got 3.
Ovi has 36 goals in 56 games, 60 points plus 19.
What's he got left, Sammy?
I'm just quickly pulling it up here.
The biggest thing that's changed.
He's
for
in
him,
year 4 or 5.
Oh, he's okay. I thought so. He's got. He'd have to tack on another 2-year deal, I think, to sniff out 1,000.
Looking at this, I'm more on Borny's side.
That he bail?
Yeah, I think he plays out his contract. Maybe he plays this year, next year, and then that's it. Now we never see him again.
I mean, he is very patriotic about Russia. Yeah. And I think he's done his thing and can build something there. He's still good enough that he could beat Josh Levo's record and become some sort of record holder there. You know, could Ovi go beat Levo's record?
It's like the chase for Levo.
I think he could. Levo's following around the K to watch his record get beat in game 34.
Josh.
The chase for Levo is a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
Yeah.
I think he retires before he ever experiences something like that in the KHL.
I would bet my left leg maybe not that, but I'd bet something pretty serious that he plays games in the KHL in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that for sure. But I just don't, I just think he's so close to something that.
Oh, he's going to.
He's getting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but. That milestone, a 1,000 milestone,
and also just
not Gretzky's, 1,000.
I'm sure he does want to build up some, so, you know, he's harder to catch for Matthews when Matthews keeps shooting 50 in for the next decade.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's really slowing down there.
His pace is not as good.
I'm not sure if...
Well, I don't know. It's because people are yelling, pass the puck at him his entire prime.
What was Ovi's worst season?
30-something. 35?
31?
I think it was 35.
No, 32?
Okay, I'm Googling it quickly. Furiously Googling. His worst season, God, he's had amazing years, was 32. You're right.
32.
Yeah.
What,
oh, no, like, 24 in a shortened season, though.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Okay, yeah.
No, full seasons,
he's
32.
Got 31 and 79, 32 and 79, 32 and 48 is pretty good. 33 and 82, 36, and, you know.
And then a lot of 50s and 60s.
Buddy, it's 65, 56, 53, 52, 51, 51, 50, 50, 50, 49, 48, 40, you know, there's lots of goals. Almost like the most ever, I'd say.
Yeah, he's really shot it in almost. Yeah.
You think Austin?
No.
Will get close?
No. I think health will be an issue later in his career.
Yeah, but he is at pace right now at Ovi's pace.
For sure.
Yeah, no, it is, but he doesn't have. He just doesn't have that raw power like that. That
he
just
doesn't
born
have,
with like muleness.
He doesn't have. I think he actually was born with a muleness, but he doesn't have the passion that Ovi has. Ovi loves this. Is obsessed with this.
Yes.
You know. I think.
Go ahead.
He's more likely to host a talk show at 40 than the all-time goals record or something. You know,
on
I don't
the
know.
Catwalks of Milan. what am I looking at here? Hey guys, what do you think? Oh, hey guys, do you think the coaches' challenges are starting to ruin the game? It's killing the flow and getting kind of ridiculous. Love the show. Cheers, a sad Calgary Flames fan.
No, we all hate it.
Don't.
We all hate it.
No, I hate it, but I don't.
Yeah, we all hate it. I don't know. They opened up this can of worms, man. It's like there's no going back to. This is the only way we can get it right.
It's impossible to. No sport has implemented like rules to get it right with technology and then walked it back and said, we'll just get it wrong. The first time it's ever going to happen is this year where Major League Baseball had robot umps in the preseason.
Yeah.
And now we're going to let the umps get it wrong in the regular season. And people are going to go crazy and we're going to get robot umps eventually.
No, we can't.
It's coming.
Yeah. I guess if they're doing it in spring training,
it's
probably
coming. You've got
to get
it right, and eventually it's like you can't. There's going to be pitches where everyone agrees that it's the wrong call, and you're just going to have to eat it? Why are we eating it? They're going to have to get it right.
See, this is where NHL officials are super happy right now. It's like, try to get a robot to call a tripping call.
Yeah.
AI can't call a trip.
No.
Hey, guys, Bruce in Thunder Bay. With all these goalie interference calls, is the size of the crease too big? Especially how high it extends out compared to years ago of the semicircle crease or even the old rectangular one.
Yeah, try to get that one through the goalie union.
What if we made your
shrinking
crease the players
the
around
crease.
You? Yeah, get you more in the action.
But these guys are now 6'7", 6'8", some of them. Yeah, there's not a snowball's chance you're getting a blue paint.
I don't like have a passive solution
shortened.
For this goaltender thing. It's. You know, every goalie I've talked to about this, including ones in this show, say goalies look for contact. They come out to the contact, engage the contact, and then play goal. Just in case they get out of jail.
I'm telling you, it's got to be one of the easiest things
sure.
to fake contact to make it look, to embellish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the real embellishment.
Yeah.
Some of these goalies coming out and making it look like
goalies are just
somebody's in the way from me doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been doing that forever though.
Or you just say the hell with it. Just Billy Smith, chop him up, fight it.
Am I out of my mind?
Lanny McDonald, Billy Smith, toe-to-toe.
Am I out of my mind? When I was younger and goalies used to go out to play the puck, could you put contact on a goalie in the corner?
I think you could.
Like there was no...
Don't ask Ryan Miller about that one.
Oh, Ryan Miller, yeah. Mike Smith also used to get shot.
No, but remember
Luch.
Oh, he threw...
Luch. Hammered him.
That's right.
Hammered him.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Big one. And then he called him some swear words. In the
Ryan
media.
Ryan Smith used to get hot.
Oh, yeah.
Or sorry, Ryan Miller.
We got, this guy said, Doug McLean said it, we're coming for you, Sammy, with love from Ottawa. So I forget the guy's name, but some guy at the Jays game yesterday sends hat. Just, they're puffing their chest
giving
out
it to
right
you.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Giving it to you?
Yeah. He came up to me, he's like, oh, I love the show. I'm like, I hate your hat. That's a terrible hat. And he's like, oh, we're coming, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. Just all juiced up, horned up. They're really, like... It would be sweet for the Leafs to finally figure out one time and just beat the piss out of the Sens. I would love that so much, but it doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
No.
Calm down.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
It's like 3 weeks to go.
I know.
And it's the weekend.
Well, just yeah, that's
take
for sure.
A deep breath, would you?
Sure. And hey, you're not going to have that problem when they're playing the Panthers.
I mean, that's not a bad point by you. Lots of texts on the text line about OHL playoffs, WHL playoffs starting up.
So tell us what's going on with your boys.
Is this 8 days?
Yeah, probably.
No,
Attack are playing London.
They've played them.
Yeah.
How many times this year? And how many went into overtime?
Couple. Like, listen.
They
play in the same division, the best division in all sports, the Midwest division in the OHL. Yeah. Listen, it'll be close. Maybe a couple of games will be close. Probably be four. But the fact that they're even there is incredible. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping to go on Sunday, but I don't know if you've seen the weather in the GTA this weekend, boys.
It's an ice storm or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty greasy.
It's the worst weather chunk of the Ontario calendar.
Yeah.
Always April.
Yeah. So late March, early April sucks.
There's a small window in March where you get some nice sun.
Oh, yeah,
you're like, it's just a fake because April comes in and it's like,
Not yet. No.
So I'm hoping to go to London on Sunday, and I'm hoping that my beloved Attack get it done. Some guy, Nail from Kitchener, said, who picks the jerseys behind you, and do you guys butt heads before it goes up?
The headbutting is that Kip yells at Sam for doing it.
Yes, to make sure I change it.
Sam just arbitrarily does it, which whatever's important to him that day.
I've been a good boy, though. I haven't put the Attack up too much this year.
We say no Leafs.
I'll look after the jersey on Monday. How's that?
Oh, we got something special? You're going to forget.
I got something.
Oh, you're going to 100% forgetting.
No. Yeah. It'll be
the Canucks on Monday, guys.
No, you remind me.
Yeah, okay.
Not one reminder. I need like four.
Okay, I'll text you at 3:03 when you leave your house to come into the station.
Put an alarm on it to back that one up.
Sounds good. So big weekend for the Leafs. I know we're in the National Hour, but two games on the West.
And we're working again on Sunday, are we not?
Yeah, keep an eye on the Ducks game, 8 p.m.
They got to get some points out of these two games.
They do.
And the Kings are really good, and the Ducks aren't as bad as you think they are.
Huge game for both teams. Canucks, Columbus Blue Jackets tonight in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a doozy. The Flames have the Oilers tomorrow. Battle of Alberta, relevant for both teams.
Yes, sir.
Brad Marchand is going to play for the Florida Panthers tonight against the Utah Utes.
That's going to look really weird.
We also 360 tonight, Golden Knights versus the Blackhawks.
And
did I read that wrong?
No, it's right. I just...
I'm just filling time.
So
I'm done.
So we got two more texts.
I'll read whatever you got in front of me just to get us to the weekend.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Two more texts quickly. Surprise Borny is not all over. Mike Fossey is the best goal scorer ever from John in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And Kipper needs to put up an old Centennials jersey. Is that what you were going to bring? Is that a spoiler?
They only have one and it's in a frame.
Oh, okay.
It's in a frame.
Yeah, it's, I've seen it on. I've seen your little backdrop.
Yeah, I got it on a backdrop. Yeah.
No one wants my Vernon Vipers Atlanta Thrasher style.
We used to put up it all the time. I used to put my beer league jersey up, but Kipper became the.
That's right.
Kipper became the jersey place.
Bossy does deserve more love, yeah. But you know, longevity was a thing for over here.
So. Our thanks to Doug McClain on Off the Rails Friday and all the callers and the texts.